The city of Champaign created a police review board in 2017 after years of issues involving police misconduct. It's called the CRS, the Citizen Review Subcommittee. The stated goal of the CRS is to ensure investigations into police officers are, quote, complete, thorough, objective, and fair. But some worry the group has no power to hold police accountable for inappropriate behavior. Madison Holcomb reports for IPM News and Invisible Institute.
Alexandra Harmon Threet was a founding member of Champaign's Citizen Review Subcommittee. When she joined the CRS, she was excited to find a new way to give back to her community.
As someone who is African American and grew up in a poor community, I know the role that the police can play and what happens in those communities, whether that be positive or negative.
Harmon Threet met with other volunteer members every other month to review Champaign Police Department investigations into citizen complaints. For each case, the CRS pores over documents, reviews body cam footage, and considers all the evidence, and then decides whether they think the police department's findings are correct. They send a letter to the police chief with extensive notes and recommendations. And then, the chief decides whether the accused police officer engaged in misconduct. And if so, what disciplinary steps should be taken? When she first joined, Harmon Threet says she thought the CRS would be a good way to bring public input to policing.
The people who are attracted to serving on the committee really do want to do good. They want to make policing better.
But within a few years, after she'd step up to lead the CRS, she says she realized the group had no power to make change. There were three times during her leadership where the CRS disagreed with the police department's findings. In one of those cases in 2021, Officer Nicholas Cripple was called to investigate a dispute between two men on Champaign's north side. Body cam footage obtained by IPM News and the Invisible Institute shows the complainant arguing with Officer Cripple, who was following him closely as he walked away on the sidewalk, attempting to block his return. In her notes, Harmon Threet said Cripple's tone became aggressive and did not help de-escalate the situation, and that his behavior was, quote, intentionally intimidating and confrontational. Here's a bit from the exchange between the man and the officer.
Don't walk past.
What you doing, Joe?
Don't walk past me.
Man, you threatening me,
Listen
Joe?
Listen to what I have to say. Don't walk past me.
Man, get off me, Joe. For real. Get off me, Joe. For real. So you telling me I can't walk?
Don't walk past me. Exactly what I said. I ain't going to sit here and let you start a fight in the middle of a sidewalk.
I ain't starting nothing. I can talk,
then,
man.
Then stop running your mouth.
Officer Cripple gets so close to the man at one point that his body cam touches the man's arm. The man went on to file the complaint against the officer, saying he was discourteous and that he physically contacted him in a threatening and aggressive way. Here he is speaking in an interview with an investigating officer.
It don't make sense for him to even be out here trying to antagonize and provoke somebody like that. You're supposed to be professional conduct at all times.
The police department ultimately found Cripple's behavior did not qualify as misconduct. The report said, quote, Officer Cripple did not curse or use abusive language with the complainant, and if there was physical contact, it had been incidental and unintentional. But the CRS disagreed. In her notes to the police chief, Harmon Threet said it seemed like the investigating officers ignored important video footage, and that lots of effort was made to, quote, absolve the officers' egregious actions. Incidents like these might not seem like such a big deal, but Harmon Threet argues that it's vital for police investigators to hold officers to high professional standards and expect them to treat civilians with respect.
We kind of consistently saw those kinds of things happening, but it was always this expectation that the public was supposed to behave very professionally when interacting with the police officer, but they are not the professional in this situation. They are just the person who's having a really crappy day. How can we feel confident that you're doing the best job for the citizens if you're not committed to being objective and understanding their perspective on interactions with the police?
When Interim Police Chief Thomas Petrilli made the final determination on the case, he sided with his own investigator's findings and didn't even acknowledge the CRS's dissent. The Champaign Police Department did not respond to specific questions for this story or make officers available for comment. In a statement, the department said that per policy, the findings of the CRS are reviewed by the police chief, but the chief isn't required to respond to CRS decisions. Harmon Threet didn't even know that the CRS's dissent ultimately didn't change the final outcome of the case until years later, when I told her during an interview for this story. Yet she wasn't surprised. She says the CRS could have a greater impact on local policing.
But that requires the other side to want to make policing better and not to see this process as just a burden. Those cases in particular demonstrated to us that we had no power and that there was not a commitment on the other side to improving.
The CRS actually rarely dissents from police investigations in this way. And while input from the CRS has led to some further investigation or policy review, it has hardly ever changed the outcome of a case. Harmon Threet, who stepped down after her term ended in 2022, finds this frustrating.
We can sit here and we can make all these recommendations and we can have all these concerns about the investigation, but like the only people we're complaining to are the people who did the investigation. There is no mechanism by which we can hold the police accountable for doing or not doing anything.
On top of all this, the public is left in the dark about all these things that happen behind the scenes. None of the reports filed by the CRS or the police about these cases are publicized in any way. You wouldn't even know they existed until you tried to go find them through open records requests, which are difficult and take a long time. And that's a problem, says Sharon Fairley. She's a law professor at the University of Chicago who studies civilian oversight of law enforcement. Fairley says if the public is not informed, people can't put pressure on the police department to help bring about change.
A better approach is at least to require the police department to respond to the board's findings so that that disagreement can then be made public. Because the whole point of the review model is having this entity, even though that they don't have the power to make the disciplinary decisions, it's about shining light on the problems.
Other former CRS members are also concerned about the fact that the CRS hasn't disagreed with the police complaint investigation for more than 3 years. Here's Emily Rodriguez, who was the first chair of the CRS and now serves on the Champaign County Board.
I think the lack of disagreement likely signals a lack of interest from the board.
But Pia Hunter, the current chair of the CRS, doesn't see it this way. She's a law professor at the University of Illinois and says a lack of disagreement in recent years could mean that the police department is doing a better job at investigating complaints.
Until you've actually had an opportunity to see the exact cases and the exact circumstances, it's not particularly reasonable to make assumptions about other people's dedications.
Sharon Fairley, the law professor who studies civilian oversight, says there's no way to know whether a lack of disagreement with police investigations signals a failure to hold police accountable.
That in and of itself isn't necessarily problematic, right? It could be that the police are doing a great job. People ask me all the time, like, well, what should that number be? There is no set number, right? There is no like, oh, if they're not sustaining 20% of the complaints, then they're doing a bad job. There is no number like that. There is no benchmark for it.
Fairley says you'd have to drill down into the individual cases and evaluate the quality of the investigations to really know. Hunter says she worries that critical assumptions about the CRS will discourage people from stepping forward to join in on the work of improving policing in Champaign.
I'd be happy to have anybody rejoin the committee and observe those things and have that discussion in chambers and review the content, review the conversation, review what was said. Because it is easy to look at these incidents from an emotional perspective and not a legal one.
I'm Madison Holcomb, reporting for IPM News and Invisible Institute.
We reached out to Champaign officials for comment about the limited scope of the CRS. In a statement, the city manager's office said the CRS is an advisory board that can make recommendations concerning police practices and policies, but it, quote, must work within the parameters specified by city ordinance.